I have a guest in joining us this morning. Steve Blazek joins us this morning, teacher here in the Atlantic School District, a longtime coach here in the district, and you finally have a little bit of free time after stepping out of the coaching realm. Is that shocking to the system, or is it enjoyable?
Well, this is my second year where I've been out of everything in coaching except for basketball, so you know, I'm kind of adjusted to that, but I'm sure when next school year rolls around, or even the summertime, and you're not going to open gym or you know, going to team camps or whatever, is when, you know, reality will hit you a little bit. And when it starts snowing next winter, you know, and the games are going on, you know, there'll be a lot of memories, you know, and a lot of things to look back on.
Kind of like summer vacation, I guess, when you're in school. It's just Christmas vacation until after 2 weeks, and then it's way longer. You got to figure it out. Well, I want to visit just a little bit because, you know, you've seen a lot come and go over the years. I don't want to make you sound older than you are, but we are getting older. But, you know, coaching has changed so much, and folks sometimes see it, sometimes they don't, from the stands over years. But in a lot of different ways, the athletics have changed, coaches have changed, the athletes themselves have changed, technology has certainly changed. But you, I mean, you're a guy, and you can't talk to too many guys like this, you're a guy who at one time in your career actually coached both the boys and girls varsity teams at the same time. You couldn't do that today.
Yeah, I had early in my career, well, it was what would have been my second, third, fourth, and fifth years of coaching and teaching. I was both boys and girls varsity coach, and two of them was in the state of Missouri where they were already playing 5-on-5, and then when I got a job in Southeast Iowa, they were still playing 6-on-6. So, you know, that was a situation where at Creston, when I was in high school, there was no girls athletics. So I had really never even seen much of a 6-on-6 game, you know, maybe a minute here or there of the state tournament if you happen to turn TV on. But, you know, that was something that you had to get used to and look at and try to figure out, you know, the strategies and how to play that basketball game.
Well, with the time commitments that are expected nowadays, because the coaching has changed so much, athletics have all changed, you really couldn't do that and do it justice anymore, could you?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we didn't do nearly as much scouting back then. I mean, nobody did. You know, a lot of people, you know, in the 70s weren't even filming high school games. You know, they were just kind of going over what, you know, they observed through their eyes and watching the basketball games, or maybe calling another coach and talking to him. But, you know, now almost you get a, you know, two or three tapes on everybody you play, whether you're taping it or whether you borrow it from somebody else, or the new program they've got called Huddle, where you can just push a button and share a game with somebody, you know. So it has changed definitely, you know, technology-wise and just time commitments. I know when I first started coaching in Iowa, you know, it was a hands-off approach during the summer. You know, so, you know, unless you were cheating, you were not supposed to be with your athletes at all. You know, anything they wanted to do on their own was fine, but no coaches could be there for an open gym or playing in a summer league. And then they kind of messed around with it because I think there were a lot of guys that were cheating and not playing by the rules. They went to, oh, you can be with them for 10 days. And, you know, and they messed around with a couple, three different rules. And I think they just got tired, the state did, of trying to figure out how to police this, so they just opened it up and said, you know, as soon as school's out, you can do whatever you want to until the first day of school starts the following year. And you know, it's there's good things and bad things about that. You know, I mean, for the coaches, it is, you know, supposed to be kind of your off season, but, you know, all of a sudden it wasn't your off season anymore. It takes away from a lot of family time and the kids also, you know, in our situation here in Atlantic, we got a lot of kids that are 3 and 4 sport athletes, and, you know, coaches are pulling at them all the time, not only during the season, but in the off season. And sometimes, you know, I think kids just don't have a lot of time to be kids anymore.
They could stretch so many different ways. Sometimes it makes for difficult decisions. We sometimes expect our young people to be adults too quickly and have to make adult-type decisions.
Yeah, and I think, you know, probably one of the things in the Atlantic school system, the reason we've been successful is I think the coaches did a pretty good job of working together and sharing athletes and being considerate of other programs and trying to work out schedules and so on and so forth. I know there were a lot of schools that, you know, things didn't go over so well when people are trying to do that. And, you know, it made it really, really tough on the athletes because, you know, 16 and 17-year-old kids shouldn't have to make a decision whether they're going to be playing in this game or going to go to an open gym for this sport or whatever, you know. You know, the whole idea of athletics is not only to learn how to be competitive and, you know, a lot of other maturing things, but it's also supposed to be fun.
Mm-hmm. That's why you get into it in the first place. You know, and you talked a little bit about the technology changes and things, but, you know, some of it is what we expect anymore, what we see as a general public from the perspective of the fans, people sitting in the stands and watching. You know, we see, like, take basketball, for example. We see NBA coaches. That's what they do. That's their job. They're coaches. In college, well, at one time they were teacher coaches, but now they're coaches, very well-paid coaches, mind you. And sometimes we look at it on Tuesday and Friday nights at the high school gym, and folks look at you guys almost more as professional coaches, and that would be scary at the amount of pay that you get for being a coach.
Yeah, and, you know, it makes a long winter, you know, especially as you get older and you've done it for a few years. You know, not only are you putting 8 hours in every day in the classroom, but then you're going to a 2-2.5 hour practice. Maybe you're sprinting out to the parking lot and jumping in your car and driving somewhere to scout a game. And, you know, with the schedule the way it is now, a lot of times you're playing 3 games a week. And, you know, there were very, very few nights except for Wednesday that, you know, I wasn't doing something related to basketball after I got home from our regular basketball practice.
Basketball, track, baseball. You probably had football in there at some level, didn't you?
I had some junior high football, yep. I think for 25 years I coached junior high football.
I mean, if you added up all the, well, just the number of games, of course, the number of wins and stuff. We like to keep track of stats and things, too. That's a lot of time spent.
Oh, yeah, it would be an amazing. That's what I've told people. I said, I'd like to have a dollar for every mile I've rode in that big yellow bus, you know, going back and forth. 2 games and all the different sports and all the years, you know, it adds up pretty quickly.
Yeah, it really does. I know sometimes it's difficult as a coach. Give the officials a little love, huh? These guys they're working hard. It's getting tougher and tougher, though, to find. As tough as it is to be a coach on the sidelines because you hear things and what have you and people's expectations are high, the officials go through the same things, too, don't they?
Oh, I am sure. And, you know, you always like to go home as, you know, as frustrated you are after a game and thinking to yourself, you know, can you really believe that the officials were really favoring one team or really wanted to, you know, determine the outcome? But the funny thing about basketball, that's the only sport where a player gets eliminated from the game. I mean, you can get as many penalties in a football game as you want, and as long as the coach is going to put up with it, you can stay on the field and play. And, you know, I mean, so it's a little bit different of a beast basketball is, you know. And, you know, a couple questionable calls or calls that could go either way in a basketball game could have a very, very big impact on the outcome of the game.
You just can't let it go, can you? Well, you know, and you look back, you know, the thing is, though, is it's rare sometimes we all make friends in our professions and things. Some of them are relatively casual and stuff, but you meet a lot of people. I mean, you've really made a lot of friends and met a lot of people over the years when you look back at all the different lives that you've changed and stuff. Do you still hear back from some former players, folks that you worked with?
Yeah, that's probably one of the most rewarding things about the whole entire job. I mean, the first job I had in a small school down in Missouri, I think it was 3 years ago, I had two brothers that played for me, and still at the same school, one brother was still living in that community, and he had a son that was playing, and I went down and watched him play in a tournament game at Northwest Missouri State, you know, which, you know, not only makes you feel old, but it was, you know, it's kind of, you know, interesting. Of course, then talking with the kid and the father, you know, we were trying to decide, you know, which team was better, way back then or with the present day team. And, you know, it was just a whole lot of fun, and a lot of fun to see those guys. And you know, I know even this year on the tournament trail, I mean, we had, you know, Greg Nelson and a lot of those types of kids. I know Brett Meyer and Davey Thompson were over at the game in Harlan that, you know, followed us during the tournament trail. And, you know, you get to spend a couple minutes, not as much time as you like after a game because you got to get on the bus and get the kids home. But, you know, that's very, very enjoyable. And, you know, you're just about every day you hear from somebody, you know, when you put in that much time.
Well, and the thing is how you change lives, too, and touch those lives when those kids are young. Even if it's just 1 year or a couple of weeks or what have you, when you've been their coach once, 50 years from now they run into you, they still call you coach.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, that's a pretty good feeling. And, You know, that's people that don't really that thinks that athletics is a waste of money and a waste of time. You know, they don't really understand, you know, the importance of athletics in the educational process and the maturing of kids. And, you know, sometimes when a kid gets in trouble or is not doing things off the court exactly the way you would like him, I mean, you know, you sit down and talk to him. And you know, my first line is you know, if the only thing I teach you in this program is how to defend a pick and roll or whatever, I haven't done my job. You know, I want you to go out in society and be successful and, you know, just be a great human being.
Yeah, well, a lot of wins over the years, too. The kids have benefited very much from your tutelage, and I got to be awfully proud of all the success that you've had.
Yeah, and you know the thing is, I've been fortunate, you know, to have a lot of good athletes. You know, you're not going to win games if you're not fortunate to be somewhere where you have good athletes and you have communities that support the athletic programs. You know, 541 career wins in 35 seasons. You know, that figures out to about an average of 15 wins a year, and a lot of those. Seasons were where you only played 18 regular season games before they bumped the schedule up to 21, you know. So, you know, probably my only really big regret in basketball is, you know, not making a state tournament three or four more times. You know, I thought we had some opportunities that, you know, we kind of let slip by us, even though we had great, great years. It was a little frustrating at the end of the season. But, you know, overall, you know, pretty well pleased. You know, I came here as assistant baseball coach also, and you know, Mr. Dyer made me the head baseball coach with some unfortunate incidents happened, and you know, I was a baseball coach for 5-6 years. We won a couple of conference championships, made it to the Final Eight in baseball. And, you know, so, you know, very pleased with the success we had there. And then I wanted to get out of baseball to go back and get my master's in education, and Mr. Dyer said the only way I'm letting you out of baseball is if you take the track program. And you know, Atlantic had a history of a really, really good track, but they were kind of on some pretty down times. So the year before I took the track job, we scored a half a point in the conference meet. I believe we tied for sixth place in the shot put. And, you know, not having a lot of track knowledge, and of all the sports, I played four sports in high school, track was by far my least favorite. And, you know, probably it was kind of the same situations. I put a lot of our athletes in. You know, probably the only reason I ran track is because the basketball and football coach says you're going to run track. And, you know, and it did make you a better athlete. But, you know, that first year in track, we finished fourth in the conference, was very, very respectable. And, you know, I think I was there for 8 or 9 years. The worst we finished after that first year was third. We won, I think, 4, maybe 5 conference championships. And, you know, and I think it was in 2001, we doggone nearly won a state track championship. You know, we ended up in third place. I think we got beat by 3 or 4 points. And I, you know, Davey Thompson was our anchor in our two sprint relays, the 4x1 and 4x2. And if both of those races would have been about 5 yards longer, we would have won the state track championship because he was pulling on everybody. But you know, that was real exciting. You know, really, really happy and proud of what that we kind of turned the program around. And you know, over the years, I really grew to, you know, really enjoy and like track, you know, not just to get athletes better in other sports, but as a sport by itself. You know, it is a great, great sport.
Well, when we talk about all the responsibilities and duties and things of a coach, one of the other things, too, is to promote the kids and tell them all the good things they've done. And I don't know how many times we've sat like this over the last 25 years that you and I have worked together, too, but you know, you got this, you got other stations, you got newspaper. I mean, it's this multitude of things. There's always something tugging at your time. So we do realize that. We do appreciate it. And I do thank you for coming in here today. And now you can relax and maybe watch the grandkids participate at some point.
Yeah, hopefully I will get that opportunity to do that. And, you know, we really appreciate, Jim, what you've done for all the programs that I've been involved in over the years. You know, you guys have done a fantastic job of getting the athletes' names out there and giving them some recognition. And I'll tell you what, I don't care who you are, you hear your name on the radio, it makes it a little easier to go to practice and, you know, get through some of those tough workouts sometimes, too. You know, you're just a little more charged up and fired up, and, you know, you've been a big part of the success, and we appreciate that.
Well, again, thanks for coming in here this morning. Thanks for all the years of work, and enjoy a little bit of downtime now, would you?
Okay, thanks a lot. Appreciate it, Jim.